738 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. American State Trials, due to some accident, the ship shortly afterwards blew up, killing several of the Curlew's men. Captain Trotter then sailed to other ports, continuing his efforts to discover the crew of the Panda. Eventually, he succeeded in arresting the individuals now present. One of these men, named Perez, had been received as state's evidence. Additionally, two other individuals, Portuguese nationals, who had served on board the Panda but had not been involved in the robbery of the Mexican, would also appear to give their testimony. Mr. Dunlap paid a high compliment to the British government and Navy for their perseverance in uncovering the individuals involved in this act of piracy. He also praised the feelings of courtesy and goodwill that led to the transfer of the prisoners to this country, instead of subjecting them to trial and punishment in England, which could have been justly done. He then explained to the jury the law of the United States concerning piracy. The witnesses for the prosecution. Joseph Peabody. I am the sole owner of the brig Mexican. I shipped on board 10 boxes, each containing $2,000, when the brig sailed from Salem on August 29, 1832. The next time I saw her was 42 days later. I have frequently made the voyage from Salem to Havana. I believe a vessel sailing from Salem on August 20th for Rio Janeiro would meet another sailing on the 20th from the latter place in latitude 33, longitude 3430, where the piracy was committed. Captain John Groves Butman, I am the master of the brig Mexican of Salem. We sailed from that port on August 20th, 1832, with $20,000 on board in 10 boxes, each containing $2,000. On September 20th, in latitude 33, longitude 3414, we encountered a schooner around 4 in the morning. It looked like a Baltimore clipper with a low, long, straight hull. When it became quite light, we found her on our weather quarter standing away from us. She then tacked and passed to windward of us. Between 9 and 10, she was on our weather bow. Around 10, we tacked and tried to escape from her as we did not like her looks. We saw a man at the masthead looking out and thought her a very suspicious-looking vessel. About 10 minutes later, she set her square sail and came directly down upon us. When within gunshot, she fired a gun to leeward, and we then hove to. Firing a gun is the usual signal to heave to. We saw a great number of men on board.